And we need to remind ourselves that all of these benefits are promises from the Bible. And these answers, these questions and answers are not made up by people from their own imaginations. Don't get that idea at all. These are all lifted straight out of the scriptures. And all believers share in these blessings and benefits. What God begins, he continues and he develops right the way through, which is why it says increase of grace and then perseverance therein to the end. What God begins, he continues. He who has begun a good work in you will continue it and complete it in the day of Christ Jesus. Now, what about, however, it says the end, therein to the end. What is the end? What about the fact of death? Is death the end? One day, unless the Lord returns, we've all got to die. We've all got to die. And do you remember question 19, which asked several weeks ago, what is the misery of that estate into which men fell? Into which man fell? All mankind, by their fall, lost communion with God, are under his wrath and curse, and so made liable to all miseries in this life, to death itself, and to the pains of hell forever. To death. Is death the end? Well, we know from our Bibles, and we only know from our Bibles, that it's not the end for God's people. The love and power of God's salvation extends beyond death. I think that today's question, which you've got on your sheets, and indeed next week's question, which we'll cover next Sunday morning, are just about the two most beautiful, wonderful, exciting, breathtaking questions and answers we have in this whole catechism. Look with me at question number 37. What benefits do believers receive from Christ at death? And the answer is given. The souls of believers are at their death made perfect in holiness. Now, let's just stop there for a moment. We're not perfect in holiness, are we? Far, far, far from it. We are full of indwelling sin. Every day we are reminded by painful experience and by our nagging conscience that we are still sinners by practice. We sin by deed and by word and by thought. We have sinful imaginations. We have sinful desires. We sin in so many ways. But the Bible will tell us that when we go to be with the Lord at death, the souls of believers are made perfect in holiness. All sin is gone, wiped away completely. And it then says that the souls of believers do immediately pass into glory. Immediately pass into glory. You remember the thief who was being crucified with Jesus. Jesus was being crucified, and there was on the cross next to him another man being crucified. And this man had been a robber, a thief, a violent man. And remember how he said to Jesus, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And the Lord Jesus said to him, "Today, this day, I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise. You will be in glory with the Lord Jesus." Christian, whether you're grown up or a child, the day when you die, your soul will go immediately to be with the Lord Jesus Christ. It's the promise of the Lord himself. It's wonderful. But do you see how the answer goes on? And their bodies, being still united to Christ, do rest in their graves till the resurrection. Now you see, when we die, the union between our bodies and our souls that we currently have is ended for a time. There's a separation. Our souls, when we die, go to be with the Lord. What do I mean by our souls? I mean the real you, your heart, your mind, your own self. You will know the Lord. You will be with the Lord. You will enjoy the Lord. But your body will remain in the grave. Now listen to this. Your body being still united to Christ. Now that's precious. More precious than often we think about. We might disregard our bodies and say, well, when we die, our body is just a dead body. Last Monday, Ruth and I were downstairs in the front room, just doing a few jobs, and we heard this loud thud. Thought, what's that? We looked outside, and there on the concrete was... not a chicken. What kind of bird was it? A pigeon. Yeah. Don't have many chickens flying into our windows. Pigeons are big enough to make a thud without them being chickens. A pigeon had flown into our upstairs window. You can still see the impression of this poor pigeon. So often we clean our windows, doesn't it? You can still see the impression of this poor pigeon on the outside of our upstairs window. You can see the wings. You can even see where the beak impacted. It was horrible. And the pigeon died very quickly. Now, I buried the pigeon. Why did I bury the pigeon? Because it's not very nice to leave dead pigeons lying outside on your patio. That's why. Now, sometimes we think, well, our bodies are like that. We just bury them because it's not very nice to leave dead bodies outside. We just bury them because it's hygienic. That's the only reason why. No. Even when someone has died, their body is precious. Their body is planted in the ground. Because the Bible tells us that we are to await the day of resurrection. And that body will be raised. And more about that next Lord's Day. Now let me not allow you to misunderstand me. I'm not saying that the bodies of cremated believers will not be raised. Because the Bible says that those who are lost at sea will be raised. It says that. But the burial of the body is a more fitting emblem or way of treating the body than is cremation. The body is still united to Christ. Your body is precious, whether it's alive or even when it's dead. Because one day the Lord, who himself was buried in a real body, who rose in a real body, will come back in a real body. And he will raise your real glorious body to be like his own glorious body. So let's see in this answer not only the preciousness of our souls being united to Christ and going to be with him when we die, but the preciousness of our bodies that one day will be raised with Jesus Christ. So let's say the answer to this question together. What benefits do believers receive from Christ at death? The souls of believers are at their death made perfect in holiness and do immediately pass into glory, and their bodies, being still united to Christ, do rest in their graves till the resurrection.